A pensioner stranded in Queensland with serious health issues is struggling to pay for her medication and is desperate to get home to Hokianga before her super is cut off. Last night, Checkpoint brought you stories of a bunch of super annuitants who could get their pensions suspended if they're out of the country for more than 6 months after getting stuck in Australia when the travel bubble burst. Janie Mackey lives on the Gold Coast with her husband and three kids, and for a whole lot of reasons that she'll explain, she needed some help. So when the bubble opened, her mum, Catherine, headed over. Catherine has health problems, cancer and chronic lung disease, but her daughter needed her. About a week after she arrived, the bubble burst. Here's her daughter, Janie.
My husband and I and my three children, we've been here for almost 11 years. And, basically we don't have any family, any support, and I have a special needs son, so that also adds, you know, quite difficulty at the best of times. So, it was just a matter of, I hadn't seen mum in over 18 months and, you know, I was struggling a bit with, my mental health and stuff like that. So, you know, once those green flights were opened up, you know, mum jumped on board. So that was the main reason.
Janie, I don't want to pry, but can you tell us a little bit about when you say you were struggling with your mental health a bit? What do you mean?
Sorry, I'm getting quite emotional, but yeah.
Just take your time.
I've struggled a few years with depression and anxiety, and, you know, the last 3 years have been really tough. So I lost my dad 3 years ago. And, you know, just with the whole COVID situation, not being able to have, you know, that connection with family, it's been very, very difficult.
Yeah, and you've got a lot on your plate and looking after your son without family support. So when mum headed over, you would have been feeling pretty good about that.
Oh, look, we were over the moon. I mean, you know, and just in the time that mum's been here, like, you know, we've just noticed a big difference in my son. Just, he's non-verbal, but he's just trying so hard to talk now. So, you know, it's just been amazing having mum here.
Your mother, who has had cancer and other health problems, is on medication. So what happens with her drugs while she's there in Australia? Are you having to pay for that?
Absolutely. It's just been a nightmare after a nightmare. So basically mum came equipped with 3 to 4 months supply because that was her intention of only staying here till early September. However, there was also mishaps with one of her tablets. The pharmacy, for some reason, only dispensed a month's worth supply. So, obviously, mum being 70, she had no idea. She just entrusted that, you know, she was given the right amount of medication. So, basically, when she realised, you know, she was running out of tablets, I booked her into our GP and, obviously, not been under our Medicare system. It's just been horrendous. So just for a prescription, mum was charged $60 just for one of her inhalers for her COPD. So it's not like a Ventolin, like a normal Ventolin inhaler specifically for her lung disease. That's $86. And then we've since found out that one of her other tablets, they don't actually dispense in Australia. So, you know, mum's now panicking because she's probably only got a month or so left of this particular medication that the doctor said they don't actually have that available. So, you know, mum is stressing out big time.
Janie, how would you describe how the family is sort of feeling and coping at the moment?
Oh, look, we just can't believe that we're in this situation. Like, with the travel bubble being opened, it was like a sigh of relief. I've heard ministers speak of, you know, there's always a risk of travelling during the pandemic. But, you know, who would have expected, after so long the green flights opening, that, you know, within a week, it was just, the borders were shut. So, you know, it's just been, you know, mum's just so stressed out. I mean, I wake up every morning, I can tell she's been crying. It's just the uncertainty of not knowing if and when, you know, mum will be able to get home. The other issue that we have is, you know, she contacted Ministry of Social Services just to inquire about, you know, the 26-week cut-off for her pension. Yeah, and then she was basically told that if she is outside for longer than 26 weeks, her pension would be cut. So, as you can imagine, mum was so distraught. She just broke down on the phone.
Can I ask you if you could just wander around the house and find Catherine? And yep. are you able to just hand the phone to Catherine?
Yeah, sure. Kia ora, Lisa.
Kia ora, Catherine. How worried are you, Catherine, about your situation at the moment?
Oh, I'm very worried. Very worried. I'm very emotional.
Tell me what you think of the fact that you can't get home at the moment, and where does that leave you?
Leaves me in limbo, and I'm devastated. I can't get home. Absolutely devastated.
And your pension, Catherine? What happens if that is cut?
Well, I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, thank you so much for listening to our story. I'll give it back to Jamie.
Thank you, Catherine.
Hey, darling.
Hi, Lisa. I'm just so disappointed. Yeah, it's just so unfair. I mean, you know, it's out of mum's control. You know, it's not like she's choosing to stay here.
And that was Janie Mackey. And if you're wondering, her mother, Catherine, couldn't get one on one of those immediate flights back after the bubble burst because she developed cold and flu-like symptoms that weren't COVID, but they did prevent her from flying. Social Development and Employment Minister Carmel Cipollone declined an interview on this subject, but in a statement said there is some scope available to extend New Zealand superannuation for people who are overseas. This is considered on a case-by-case basis and is not an exemption.